So on Wednesday, it will be the one-year anniversary of the explosion of the Deepwater Horizon oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico. The crisis, of course, went on for months. It took them that long to cap the well. And, of course, the environmental damage is still being felt as we approach the year anniversary. Ryan Lambert, if I was to ask you the question, what was it like before 2010? What would you say?
What was it like before it, huh? Everything was hunky-dory. Business was coming back really strong from Hurricane Katrina. We were up, we were on pace to go up 243% this year.
Wow. And Ryan Lambert should know, he's the president of the Cajun Fishing Adventures company in Louisiana. He founded and ran that, has run that company for 30 years. Also vice president of the Louisiana Charter Boat Association, one of the voices that we're featuring all week long as we talk with people around the Gulf to think back over the last year and to look forward, if we can, to what the future might hold. And we want to hear from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. How has your business, your specific business, been affected, Ryan?
Well, last year I was down 94% as soon as I lost $247,000 worth of trips in May and June alone last year. As soon as the oil spill happened, it started, you know, looked like it was going to really spread. Everybody canceled. I was down 94% for the year.
And how much of that was perception that there was nothing to see versus actually, you know, having the places that you would take your customers and your clients being overrun by oil?
Well, actually, you know, most of that was perception from out of state, but even though the water was closed.
You weren't going anywhere.
No. You know, they closed the waters. I always had a little smidgen of my water because I fish on both sides of the river, so I always had a smidgen open that, you know, either left side, right side, you know, they were moving around. But even though they hired all my guides for the VOO program, 5 out of 14 of them worked for BP, and then the rest of them took biologists and things around testing. So even if people wanted to come, you know, I couldn't put down together a good trip.
We're talking to Ryan Lambert. He's the president of Cajun Fishing Adventures in Louisiana. And I'm wondering, Ryan, many people from the Gulf now say they still see the after effects of the Gulf oil spill. And I wonder, in that light, what you think about the new, there's a huge number of new drilling applications, companies trying to get permits to drill new wells in the Gulf. And I wonder what you think about that.
Well, we've lived with oil all our life, and you gotta think that it's not just drilling. I mean, the last two accidents, you know, the Valdez and the one in China, those were ship accidents. So we're surrounded by supertankers, pipelines just crisscross our marsh. It can happen from various ways. So, you know, I think they're gonna put safeguards in, and I'm lobbying every day to get some safeguards put in with the Oil Pollution Act and, you know, the Oil Liability Trust Fund to protect people in case a smaller mom-and-pop organization has an accident like that. So, you know, I'm going to testify in Congress this morning in a congressional hearing just to make sure I get some of that done.
Well, Ryan Lambert is one of the voices that we're focusing on this week as we take a look back at the disaster in the Gulf and try to look forward. Looking forward, how's the sort of compensation business going for your business, Ryan Lambert? And what have your guides had to learn about the new features out there on the water as they take people out on boats?
Well, we're always learning with the new features, but the compensation has been just horrendous. I mean, not one single fisherman that I know, and I know thousands of them, have been made whole. You know, it's hard to watch these full-page magazine ads and newspaper ads and listen to people on the radio say, yeah, BP did what they said. They made us whole. Not one single person has been made whole that I know.
Now, what's the explanation for that? Is that because the oil industry has all the lobbyists? I mean, they got their permits turned back on. They got that moratorium taken off. I mean, they're back in business. How come the fishing industry?
I don't know. I think when you got that much power, I mean, the Justice Department told Mr. Feinberg he was being too stingy, giving it out. Then next week, BP told me he was giving too much. Now, a lot of people have been paid as far as signing off on the $5,000 for individuals, the $25,000 for business, so that you can't sue. But $25,000, you know, it's 2 days' pay for a large organization. So, you know, you can't do that. And they took all the low-hanging fruit. They got all the people like that, and then they took the municipalities, the tourist commissions, the Seafood Promotion Board. Anybody connected to the government has been paid as well. So It's the middle guys. And someone told me yesterday that they gave them a list and said the charter boat operators actually were the most...
hardest hit.
Documented.
They had the best paperwork.
Yeah, we had the best paperwork, and not one single person has been paid.
Ryan,
so when he says that, you know, anybody that's not been paid doesn't have the correct documents, I paid $7,000 to my CPA alone to give them what they wanted.
So, Ryan, how old were you when you first took a boat out onto the waters?
Oh, my goodness. Probably about 10.
10. And you've been calling boats by, you know, sort of female names ever since, right? And
I know. To me, they're just a tool because, you know, shrimpers and big boats do that. I change boats every year, so I couldn't all remember all their names.
What about Mother Nature? Is she taking a hit out there? How would you describe what's happened as a result of this accident?
Well, we won't know. I know this, that I had the worst fishing year this winter I've ever seen. You know, normally we could catch 500 trout a day, you know, with all my boats running. I saw three from the end of November through March, three fish,
oh,
you know, speckled trout. And then right now we're starting to catch them because they're transitioning and moving out to the Gulf. But I'm not seeing any juveniles. I've only seen two juveniles, which means the health of last year's spawn might be in jeopardy.
Well, you can meet more and hear more stories of Ryan Lambert. He's featured in a documentary called Stories from the Gulf, Living with Oil Disaster, produced by the Natural Resources Defense Council. It's going to air on Discovery's Planet Green on Saturday, April 23rd, which is 3 days after the one-year anniversary. Ryan, thanks so much and good luck to you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
If you have stories like Ryan's want to weigh in, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.